You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My family is a disaster. All they do is fight and scream, but it's Thanksgiving and I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do? Let's get into it.
Tell me I was worthless. Those were your words. Those were your words. God didn't tell me I was unwanted. Those were your words. Those were your words.
You're here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined, as ever, by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm the Glenn Loud.
You really are, in so many ways. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
Jed at moderate volume.
Loud Glenn and smooth Jed.
That's right.
This is really what we're bringing with you today. The other thing we're bringing with you, as we often do, is we're answering a question written into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week, our friend writes in, "My family is a disaster. All they do is fight and scream. But it's Thanksgiving, and I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do?" Now, here on The Bridge Loud, we occasionally get questions we have a hard time relating to. We pull it off, but we have to, and we really have to put on our empathy cap and work hard to understand what someone's going through. This is not one of those weeks.
I get this one, for sure. And I think the key thing is certainly that I have to do with my family, who are all completely and totally insane.
And all live outside of the Q Rock coverage area.
That's right. And I like it that way, yeah. But here's the thing is, with them, I think the main thing I have to learn to do is to manage expectations. If I expect them to be the one big happy...
Your own expectations.
That's right. Exactly right. I have to manage the expectations I place on myself and the expectations that I have for them in terms of, that I recognize it's not the storybook family thing. And I can't say I'm going to be disappointed if it's not that. If there's a track record of them being historically dysfunctional, this year's going to be the same thing.
Historically dysfunctional is a really good descriptor of a lot of these situations. And Jed, I'll kick to you because I think Glenn brings up a very important point there about expectations, because I think maybe the reason we're getting this at this time of year, not only because Thanksgiving, Christmas for a lot of us means being essentially locked in a room with all these people, but there's also a lot of messages about, you know, the family and putting tinsel on the tree and everybody's gathered around grandma with the... It's hard to hold yourself up to that expectation, right?
No doubt. To me, I have a messed up family. And one of the worst things about having a messed up family is you feel like you're a special case. You're kind of alone in this because everybody else is doing great, trimming the tree and eggnog, and you guys just can't get it together. The truth is you're not alone. All families have issues. Mm. All of them. There aren't any perfect Hallmark families. And not only are there no perfect families, most families have huge, huge issues. Now, we got to do some things related to that because Glenn says we need to adjust our expectations. We need to not put ourselves in damaging situations. But it also means not beating up on ourselves and feel like there's something wrong with me because of how my family is. Actually, a lot more families than you think are like that. You're not alone.
That's absolutely right. It's a very important point because another thing that dysfunctional families have, and if we all sound like we're speaking from experience, again, we really super are. Particularly if you're... this happens a lot to the children very unfairly. It also happens, if this might be you, dear listener, happens to the most functional member of the dysfunctional family, who everybody decides that all of these problems are the result of you just not trying a little harder.
I mean,
Uncle Joey's the one passed out, right, face down, but you're the one pointing it out.
Yeah, how
so
dare you?
The real monster.
That's right.
We had all convinced ourselves Joey was just taking a nap.
That's right.
He was probably dealing with the orphans earlier today, exhausted, taking a nap. You had to point out the 4 empty bottles of rum.
That's
you
right.
Ruined Thanksgiving.
Way to go.
So all that to say, this is something a lot of people go through. There are ways to get what you think you need from a good family out of other stuff. We're going to come back and talk to you more about that later on The Bridge Lounge. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm with Glenn Fitzgerald.
Season's greetings.
And Jed Brewer.
Glenn, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
I don't think so.
It's the pre-most wonderful time of the year. It is Thanksgiving. We have a question on that tip. It's a very Bridge Loud Thanksgiving question. It says this: my family is a disaster.
Yep.
All they do is fight and scream.
Check.
But it's Thanksgiving, and I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do? It's a very applicable question.
Yes.
To really a lot of people. We looked at that in the last segment. This is at this point, we want to look at really, I want to focus on this idea of, I don't have anywhere else to go.
Right.
What do I do? I think that little statement belies a lot of the problems people have with family of, well, I have to make this work. These people have to like me to have a good life. And that's not really true.
It really isn't. I think for me, the phrase that I use and try and focus on is, I have relatives and I have family.
Important distinction.
And the truth is, there's a little bit of overlap there. But
not a lot.
Not a lot. I have people who are relatives, and I love them, and I want to help them. I want to do whatever I can for them. But as I said in the last segment, the expectations are very low. They usually are right around where those low expectations are. But I have family that I'm not related to. There are people in my life that are really as close to me as closer than my actual blood relatives are. And family is something that you make, and I've made that with them. So I think let's make sure we look around to recognize who our real families actually are.
That's all right, Jed. I'd love to get you to expand on this point of making family.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a very kind of Saturday morning cartoon way to describe something else.
Yes.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about actually creating this kind of familial structure. And how does someone actually go about that? What are the constituent pieces of actually doing that?
Great question. As you grow up, part of being a mature adult person is recognizing family is something you choose, family is something that you make. And the criteria for being family, as opposed to relatives, to use Glenn's term, is people who are positive and who love you and who accept you, and perhaps most importantly, who value the things you value.
Yeah.
You know, people that in life are pointed in a similar direction to you. Mm-hmm. So much of, I think, the tension that we get when we're around relatives is, man, we are just not on the same frequency. We're not pointed in the same direction. We don't value the same things in life. We actually don't have the same morality, mm-hmm. in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, even our ideas of right and wrong are very dissimilar oftentimes, you know, among relatives. But again, family are people who see you, they know you, they love you and accept you. The funny thing is, we often feel like relatives know who we are. We've talked before on the show, they know pieces, maybe, of who you've been. That doesn't mean they know who you are, and certainly not who you are today. But family know who you are today, they love you, they accept you, and they value the things that you value.
It's a really interesting point, because I think it goes back to what we were talking about in that first segment of expectations, and the idea that, I think a lot of people think the idea, the way to get a happy family life, that Hallmark life, as we put it, is to take the relatives you have now and make them value the things you value, see things your way, and to put all that work in, which that's the one thing we're saying here is that's the long, hard row to hoe on that. It's a lot easier in a lot of ways to find people who have those similar ideas, who already are nice to you, treat you well, and then go about the steps of kind of making a family out of that. It's a great idea. We're going to look at it more when we come back on The Bridge Loud.
The Bridge Loud.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm here with Glenn Fitzgerald.
I want to make a family with you.
You see, Glenn, when you say it in that voice, it ceases to be innuendo, and it just becomes a creepy thing you're saying on the radio.
Okay. Well, if, you know.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I'm looking forward to a Merry Christmas with the FCC.
Well, it was nice having a radio show for a little while, but we all knew this wouldn't last.
Yeah.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into our inbox at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my family is a disaster. All they do is fight and scream, but it's Thanksgiving and I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do? We've talked a lot about kind of what family is and isn't. And Glenn, if I can get you to kind of talk to we started in that last segment about the idea of building a family, and let's take another step on that. What do we practically do on that?
Well, for me, I think it's certainly for all of us on this show, we live lives of faith. We're focused on the Jesus thing and being Christian. For us, that means living a life of service and serving others. But I think particularly when it's family stuff and the negativity and the drama that can happen with that, I think the perfect way for me is to turn that inside out and take maybe the disappointment that I sometimes feel with my own family and look around and realize there are people who have it much worse than I do. And if I lift them up, if I serve them, if I do something for them, that makes me feel better. They're happier. They're sort of they give me that thankfulness, and I can be thankful within that. And next thing you know, you are creating sort of a family moment for them and for yourself as well. So I think that's a big key.
It's exactly a great place to start. And Jed, I think one of the things that's intimidating about that, even people who may listen to this and think I agree with that, is the idea of starting that from scratch. The good news is you don't actually have to do that, right?
Absolutely right. If you say, I want to give away the thing I want, which is always a good way to go, I want love and acceptance, I'm going to give that away to other people. There are generally groups already doing that. There are people that are ministering, that are reaching out to homeless folks, or people that are reaching out to people who are hungry, people who are reaching out to immigrant communities. And one of the key places you find that actually is in a lot of churches. There are a lot of people of faith where their faith drives them to service to others. And they have, this is really important, they have organized stuff set up that you can just join in.
Right.
You don't have to set something up from yourself. You can just show up to a place and serve soup.
That's right.
And it's great and it's fantastic. And one of the cool things that happens is when you're serving alongside other people, you may find you have more kinship with them than you think you do. You might say, well, I'm not really much on the faith thing or the church thing, but it's time of year we should give back and I want to go and serve other people. You might find that some of those church people actually start to become family to you off of that. And you love each other and you care about each other, and that makes me wonder, do we have any leads for how people could follow up on that?
Well, no. It'd be nice if we did. Maybe you could ask earlier. I'm trying to recreate Thanksgiving at my house.
That's right.
I'm trying to give the passive aggression to really get it there. Maybe if you thought about that a little earlier.
That's right.
Of course, the good news is we do. This is actually a big part of, you've heard us talk about before on the show, our day job, working with folks coming to jail, folks coming out of addiction, and a big part of that is dealing with both churches that we plug our guys into, but also dealing with other social service agencies, shelters, and that kind of stuff you've heard us talk about before on the show. So we work with too many of them to name in every different area across the city of Chicago and even the west and south suburbs. So the easiest thing for you to do is email us. I'll give you that address one more time, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Again, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. Tell us where you live, tell us what you're looking for, and I bet we can find something in your area that's going to do exactly what we're talking about here. We'll come back with one more segment here on The Bridge Loud.
God, I'm here laying down. We'll be right back.
is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and one more time, I am joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
This is my normal voice and not the creepy one.
Aren't they all kind of the creepy one?
Yeah, they are.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I celebrate the return of non-creepy Glenn.
It has been long foretold that non-creepy Glenn would make an appearance on this show. Well, we continue to answer a question that came into our email inbox, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, my family is a disaster. All they do is fight and scream, but it's Thanksgiving and I don't have anywhere else to go. What do I do? We're getting a lot of good stuff about family dynamic and building that family you're looking at. But of course, in the interest of the Thanksgiving season, we don't just want to give you the turkey.
No.
We just want to give you the dressing.
No.
You have something to put on top of that. Something spicy, something filling, something a little secret.
The secret sauce!
Is the secret cranberry in this case? Probably.
Yes.
But anyway, Glenn, you have been, as we've mentioned a lot, you've been working with folks in this exact position in a lot of ways, including Jed myself.
Yeah.
Of every different, I think it's fair to say you've seen every different type of broken home, dysfunctional family, and people who feel a desire to stay up in that for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But what are the kind of things you tell people to get them started on this journey towards a family?
Well, one of my favorite stories anywhere of all time is actually involves Jesus. He's in a place and he's helping the people and he's lifting them up and they're just thankful for him and he's healing people of diseases and they're just like, this Jesus guy is fantastic. And this is actually, if you actually read your Bible, this story's in there. I'm not embellishing that. This story, as he's doing that, his mother and his brothers show up where he's at. And basically, their vibe is, we don't know if we like this, and maybe you should stop doing this, and maybe you should come home, and maybe we should tell you what you can do and you can't do. And we would just basically like to crap on all of this.
Yes.
This is Jesus' mother and brother. I mean, if his family is doing that to him, recognize for whatever you're going through, it's hard to expect that you would have it better than Jesus, I guess is my point. So recognizing this is something we all go through.
Absolutely. And Jed, if I can get you to expand on that just a little bit, we've put this idea of building a new family, kind of going somewhere and serving. Can you give us just one more little bit? This is a very serious thought moment. What that's actually going to give people?
It's a great question. Here's what you're going to get. It's a magic, miraculous thing called perspective. It's not that your problems disappear. You go and you serve soup and you sit with people and talk with people. It's not that your problems disappear. It's not that your family isn't still crazy. It's not that they're not going to act like jerks when you get home, because they are. But A, it's a break. And B, you realize that's not the last word in your life.
Yeah.
That's not the last word in the world. There's a bigger and better world out there than the kind of toxic microcosm of your home. We want to see you live into that life. We believe God wants to see you live into that life. So shoot us an email and let us know how we can help. We're rooting for you. We're cheering for you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Shoot us that email at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Tell me I'm your child.